was ready to, he was ready to commit suicide because he couldn't figure out, no matter what books he tried to study from, he couldn't figure out which syllable was the half syllable that matched a certain part of Krishna's body. That is Krishna's forehead. That is, Krishna's body is made up of 24 and a half moons. And there are 24 and a half syllables in the Kama Gayatri Mantra. So he couldn't figure out which was the half syllable that matched the half moon. So the half moon is Krishna's forehead. And the half syllable is Hrim Kama Devai. Hrim Kama Devai Yavid. It's the ya before the vid. But anyway, that's all explained very loudly. So he was so frustrated, so disappointed that he was going to commit suicide. So then Radharani appeared to him, and she said, "Don't commit suicide. I'm going to explain the whole thing to you because this mantra is me." So it can be taken that the mantra is Radha, or it can be taken that the mantra is Krishna. So the mantra is not only a prayer, but it is non-different from the worshipable deity. And that's why it goes back to what I was saying yesterday, that prapati, which is the third stage in surrender, is to accept that there's nothing outside of the mantra, because the mantra is non-different from the deity. And the deity doesn't only mean like a deity just standing there, but the deity means the deity in relation to his or her pastimes with the other worshipful deities of the other mantras. Follow? Makes sense? Okay. So, now we're going to the Gaur Gayatri Mantra. So, we explained the meaning, the translation yesterday. Klim Chaitanyaya Vidmahe. I know that Chaitanya, that is Chaitanya Navadvip. The Gaur Gayatri and Gaur Mantra. Want to come closer? The Gaur Gayatri and Gaur Mantra are about Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Why? Because that's the most complete. Come very close. That's the most complete form of Gaur. Just like Krishna is complete, most complete in Vrindavan, and the Krishna in Dwarka and the Krishna in Mutt are included in the Krishna in Vrindavan. Similarly, the Mahaprabhu in Godavari with Ramananda Rai and the Mahaprabhu in Puri, they're all within the Mahaprabhu or Gauranga in Navadvip. Puri and Godavari are included within Navadvip, the Dham. So the Gayatri Mantra is addressed to Gaura in Navadvip. But that doesn't mean that you can't think of the pastimes in Puri, knowing that that he's part of the Gaura in Navadvip. That makes sense? So, this Vambaraya means that he is the embodiment of the highest love of Radha and Krishna combined. Who's speaking? Okay. Radha and Krishna combined, and also he's Krishna. I know that he's actually Krishna with the mood of Radharani. So I know that he's really a cheater because he's looking like a sannyasi, but he's really that same debauchee Krishna. And that's why the Kleem in Kleem Chaitanyaya Vidmahe has the same exact meaning as the Kleem in the Kama Gayatri and in the Gopam, in the Krishna mantra. Follow? Mm-hmm. The meaning of Kleem is the same because I know, Kleem Chaitanyaya Vidmahe, I know that that Gaura, that Gauranga, or that Chaitanya is that same debauchee cheater, Krishna. Krishna cheated some people, but Mahaprabhu cheated everybody because he's pretending to be a sannyasi, so renounced, but really he's the embodiment of the extreme conjugal connection of Radha and Krishna. So like you have Krishna's unguents, Krishna's, what do you call it? Krishna's the designs, the unguents on his head, and Radharani's her design. And when you combine them together, it comes to the renounced Gaudiya Sampradaya Tilak of Mahaprabhu. When you combine Krishna's yellow cloth and the kumkum on the gopi's breasts, or when the gopis, when Krishna embraces the gopis so tightly, or Radharani so tightly, and then her, the kumkum comes together with Krishna's body, that comes to, or Krishna's cloth then comes to the color of Mahaprabhu. So he's really vidmahe, Vim Chaitanya vidmahe. I know that even though he's in the form of sannyasi, he's the greatest cheater. And that's, Gurudev was quoting from one astakam by Narahari Sagara that that describes only the cheating of Mahaprabhu. How he's Krishna and the gopis combined and Krishna and Radha combined. So I know that he's Visvambaraya. He's the supreme nourisher of the whole universe because he's giving that highest love of Manjari Bhava. So Prachodayat, O Gauranga, please reveal everything about yourself to me. All your pastimes in Navadvip, which include in a covered way the pastimes in Godavari and the pastimes in Puri. So what Ramananda Rai saw in Godavari when Krishna, when Mahaprabhu showed his opulence form as Mahabhav, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Swarup, is that every limb of Radharani was covered by every limb of Krishna. Every limb of Krishna was covered by every limb of Radha, and Radha's effulgence was coming through Krishna's effulgence, and Krishna's effulgence was coming through Radha's effulgence. That's Mahaprabhu. So again, I'm giving you the folder, not I'm giving you, Gurudev is giving you the folder with a couple of documents in it, and then as you're hearing from Gurudev, as you're reading his book, as you're reading Prabhupada's book, or hearing from somebody who's quoting Gurudev or Prabhupada, make sure it's bona fide. You can put that document in your folder for that particular mantra. Okay? Then we come to Kliyam Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Balabhaya. There's many meanings, many explanations. Somebody asked Gurudev, what should I think about when I chant the Gopal mantra? Gurudev said, whatever you can think about Gopal. Whatever you know about Gopal. So which Gopal? The one that's with Radharani. One way to see the mantra is that Krishna is non-different from Madan Mohan, the deity who establishes our relationship with him. Govinda, Kliyam Krishnaya, Aya means what? Do you remember?
Unto
Krishna, unto Govinda, unto Gopijana Balava. So Krishna is Madan Mohan who establishes our relationship. Sambandha deity. Istadeva of Sambandha. Then Abhideya is Govinda who establishes the dealings of that relationship. And that's Govinda. And then Gopijana Balava is Gopinath. Gopinath is the deity of the goal of the relationship, which is love of God. And Gopinath is he who's not, or he who's lord or lordess, mistress, is the gopis. Not who's lord, who is the lord of the gopis, but he who's lord is the gopis. Same thing is the same meaning as Gopijana Balabha. He is the beloved of the gopis. He's the goal of life. So that's Kliyam Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopijana Balabhaya, and Swaha. I'm offering my self to you. There's no swaha in Goloka Vrindavan. No need for the offering into the fire or offering of, I'm offering myself to you. Only the names are there. So there's no Gayatri Mantra chanting in Goloka Vrindavan. But the names, like you may call Krishna, hey Govinda. But the mantra is not there, but the Hare Krishna mantra is there. Did any of you just receive Harinam, or did you all just receive the Diksha? Any new Harinam ones? Just you?
No. My Harinam was also pretty recent.
Did you already get an explanation?
Hmm?
Did you already get an explanation?
For Harinam?
For Harinam. From anybody. Did anybody else just get Harinam? Okay, so I can talk to you later just about the Harinam. Are you part of the seminar?
No.
Well, I can meet with you like this evening. Are you here? No, you're leaving
yeah,
2 hours. Well, if you come to the seminar in the seminar break, which I don't know what time it is.
15-minute break?
There's a 15-minute break. I don't know what time it is. You can ask Ananta.
Yeah, I can wait.
And then I can talk to you at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it also means that... But the Hare Krishna mantra is in Goloka Vrindavan. So if you want explanations of the Hare Krishna mantra, there's unlimited explanations, but some very powerful explanations of the Hare Krishna mantra are in the Hare Nam Maha Mantra book at the end. There's explanations by Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Guru Goswami, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Okay, now we're coming to... it also means that depending on who our Ishtadev is, well, if you look in Going Bound by Kunta or Bhakti Rasayan or what's that other one? Govinda, Nectar of Govinda Leela. In one of those books, either Nectar of Govinda Leela or Going Beyond by Kunta, there's an elaborate explanation of this Gopal mantra from different angles. Let's go to the Kam Gayatri mantra. The same three people who are in the Gopal Gayatri or the Krishna Gayatri mantra, Krishna mantra, are the same three people in the Kam Gayatri mantra. That is Kleem Kamadev Aya unto Kamadev. Pushpavan Aya unto Pushpavan. And Ananga, Tano Ananga, Prachodaya. Ananga is Gopi Janabalaba, Pushpavan is Govinda, and Kamadev is Krishna. Kamadev, Kleem Kamadevaya, is not different from Krishna in the Gopal mantra, Gopal Gayatri, Gopal mantra. Pushpavan is not different from Govinda. And Ananga is non-different from Gopi Janabalaba. And they all mean the same, at the same time, they all mean the same thing. Kamadev, Pushpavan, and Ananga all mean the same thing. That is the transcendental Cupid, who incites calm or transcendental lusty desires in the heart of the gopis. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the beginning of... Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and then in Prabhupada's purports, he explains that the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kam Gayatri, is non-different from the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, the summary of which is teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and which is the flute playing of Krishna as he's calling the gopis to the Rasa dance. The purpose, The last sentence is the Kam Gayatri mantra is non-different from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is summarized in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is Krishna's calling the gopis to the Rasa dance, and is to inspire us also to join that rasa dance. Kam, which is the basic principles of this material world, lust, has its root in its pure form in Goloka Vrindavan. And this kam is the source of all existence. Because if you see Gurudev's explanation, if you have the book, I'm saving time by referring you to different books. And you won't get this elaborate explanation just in an initiation ceremony. I'm telling you whatever I can think of at the moment. If you go to Gurudev's book, which is in a few different languages, Secret Truths of the Bhagavatam, Gurudev gives a very elaborate, long explanation of the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. How it ultimately refers to, and this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from the Gayatri mantra, the Brahma Gayatri. why don't we get the Brahma Gayatri? Once we asked Gurudev, why don't we get the Brahma Gayatri? And he said, why do you want to go back there? After lakhs of births of chanting the Brahma Gayatri, which you don't get, only the men get, and which if we do say, our heart becomes hard. After lakhs of births of chanting the Brahma Gayatri, it turns into the Kam Gayatri mantra, which you already have. So, in that explanation, that the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is about the Absolute Truth, is the highest explanation is that it's about Radharani. But I don't have time to explain it now, but if you go there, it's very, very interesting. So, then we chant the Gayatri mantras at different times of the day.